And good evening, basketball fans, and welcome to the Upstate Hoops podcast on FingerLakes1.tv and YouTube. I'm Jim Sinacropi alongside Section 5 Hall of Famer Matt Verkey.
Hey, Jim.
As we prepare to bring you another great season of Wayne Finger Lakes High School basketball coverage on FingerLakes1.com. In a little bit, we'll be joined by Minders varsity basketball head coach Nick Ciotti to take a look at his Blue Devils team and to preview the Finger Lakes East. And again this year, the Upstate Hoops podcast is brought to you by Generations Bank, with locations in Auburn, Farmington, Geneva, Phelps, Seneca Falls, Union Springs, and Waterloo. Check out their mobile banking app and visit them online at mygenbank.com. And by Red's Place, the best lunches around are in downtown Seneca Falls. Check out the menu at menshalloffame.com. And by Dr. Rod Littlejohn, over 35 years of smiles with style. So, great sponsors again this year, Verk, helping us out on the podcast, and we got a whole other lot of sponsorship support for our live webcast of games. We got a 21-game slate this year, live webcast starting out on Saturday the 29th at New York's Chiropractic College, Minders against South Seneca, and Lions against Southern Cayuga.
Yeah, less than a week away, and we'll finally see some live action this year, and a nice little setup there down at the college at that be nice to see those four teams take the court.
It's a fantastic facility and good to see high school basketball. Remember a few years ago when Brandon Trish played there?
No. AAU or something?
Yeah, they had some event there, the high school event, but
we played there when I was in high school. Played one game there.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Was it Eisenhower back then?
No, I'm not that old, Jim. It's we played Newark there to open up the season. I didn't really like it that much, to tell you the truth.
Maybe you'd rather be in Arthur L. Baker?
Yeah.
Well, looking at the season ahead, Verk, I can't make sense of it. It looks like balance in the Finger Lakes East. You could pick your name out of a hat for the winner. And the Wayne County League looks to be balanced and pretty deep with about six or seven really good teams. And we don't know much about the West. It's kind of a mystery heading into this year. Anything could happen.
Yeah, you know what? I don't see a lot of the West, obviously. So, in my mind, that seems. I know Dundee was pretty good last year. They had some kids get hurt, but, Bloomfield's always strong. I think they got some kids back. The East, just trying to think that a lot of talent was lost. And, I was talking with Coach Ciotti beforehand. Geneva loses their top seven. Newark loses a lot. Then they lose a transfer who was probably supposed to be one of the better players in the league. Coming in, I thought Newark was going to be the strongest team. And now, losing Ron Derek Morris.
Yep, he transferred to SOTUS.
Kind of... I think it leaves the league wide open, really, and tough to really pick a favorite at this point, in my mind.
Yeah, and we're going to do that a little later with our initial power rankings, which I've changed mine about eight times over the past 48 hours as I've been talking to some coaches and trying to get a handle on what to expect this year. So I guess without further ado, let's bring Nick in and talk with Coach Ciotti a little bit about the game in NYCC and the season ahead. Nick, thanks for coming into the studio tonight.
Welcome. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Now,
that
Nick,
was fun coming on here.
Yeah, not your first trip up to the studio. Second year head coach, and first year in, you lose your starting point guard, Brandon Pasalacqua. Now you lose one of the best players that Myers had in a while, and Luke Ruddy. And
don't keep reminding me.
But got a lot of young talent. Devin Verkey's a sophomore now. Could lead the team in scoring. Liam Carher, senior year. Give us just a quick overview on your squad.
Well, as you said, we Luke and top of seven other seniors. We had eight seniors last year on the team, four starters. So we have a lot of shoes to fill, not just Luke's, but Luke was solid player. Big, nice to have that force in the middle defensively and rebounding. He's gone on to Hobart now. So, we had the two freshmen. Came off the bench last year, got a lot of minutes, Devin Verkey and Brett Anderson. And then the one returning starter is Liam Carher.
Mm-hmm.
And again, guard. So we've got three pretty solid guards coming back. Now we got to find who's going to fill the hole in the middle.
Hey, I mentioned Brandon Pasalacqua 2 years ago. Also, Dylan Verkey, Devin's brother, who's doing really well at FLCC now.
The whole team's doing well. They got a solid group there. They have the Sims kid from Geneva.
Yep. Junior Sims, yep.
Yeah. Banks kid from Charlotte, who we have bad memories of when they beat us at the Blue Cross there, my son's senior year. So.
Right.
So, again, we'll be up and down. We've got some offensive talent. If we can get the guys rebounded inside and defending well, we'll be okay this year. But have some up and down. We'll take some lumps along the way, I think.
What are some of the new faces coming up from JVs that might play a role this year?
Ben Cafola, he's looked pretty solid in the scrimmage. He's looking like he'll be our 4-5 man. Luke Ruddy, another sophomore, is up.
Or his brother.
Sorry, Luke. Kyle. You just said, make sure to say Dylan. Ben, right? Now yeah, another ruddy boy. Aiden Trout. Those three, the Cafola, Ruddy, and the Trout in the paint. And then Bachman, he just got back from a concussion.
Yeah, is he back in practice?
He's been practicing. Yesterday is the first day he could participate in the scrimmage.
Now, how tall is he?
He's 6'4".
Oh, I thought he was bigger. I thought he was...
I didn't measure him. He's anywhere 6'4", 6'5", but him and Kyle are pretty close, 6'4", 6'5" range, and Ben's about 6'3". Two different players, Box is a little bit stronger, and Kyle's a little more mobile.
Well, I think after watching you play last year and look at the team this year, a lot's going to come down to Devin and Liam. And, Virk, I don't know, maybe you want to talk about Liam's game. Seems great shooter. We'd like to see him, and we've talked about before, take it to the hole a little more. And now as a senior, Nick, this is really his team. And so we're kind of – what do you think? Is he going to be a little more aggressive? Is he going to hang out by the three-point line?
Well, we're talking to him. But I started with that right at the end of last – even middle of last year, we tried to encourage him to do more than just be a spot-up three. Maybe don't take it all the way to rim, but we really had him working on his runner, mid-range game, the pull-up jumper.
Yeah, I think at the high school level, a lot of kids get comfortable shooting threes, obviously, and it's easy, obviously. And I think the biggest thing, a lot of kids can shoot the three, they can take it to the hole, but, the stop and pull up from 10 feet is what, a lot of kids struggle with. And, hopefully, all those guys, the three guards can take that step this year instead of just being standstill shooters. And, they're going to have to get to the rim a little bit more. And these guys are going to have to rebound a little bit, obviously, with Luke gone. You got some good height, just young and inexperienced. Yep. It should be an interesting year. It seems like in years past we've lost, from David Lynch, we lost Lynch, but we had Pasalacqua and Dylan and guys like that. And then, when Dylan left, we still had Brandon and Luke. And, now it's kind of like we don't have the big stud coming back for the first time in a while. So a lot of unknowns, but some, five sophomores up, some good talent coming up, and, just hopefully this team, might be a little bit like Syracuse. Start off a little bit rough, hopefully come together and see what we get at the end.
You think Syracuse is going to come together?
That's a good question.
Well, what about Devin? Now, full disclosure, he's your cousin.
He's my cousin, yeah.
And great scorer, exciting player. We see him make some incredible shots. Has he been working on other parts of his game, defense, rebounding? Is he trying to add to his repertoire?
The biggest thing Devin needs to do is get in the weight room. That's the one thing we're really trying to work on. If he can get stronger, he could be a bigger force on the offensive end. Of course, defensively, muscle always helps. But if he can get stronger, because he gets knocked around when he drives in, but he's got the runner. He's got a great mid-range. He's just a strong offensive player, and he passes the ball well. People – You don't realize that with a guy that can score as much, I know Matt had a lot of assists in high school, but Devin's a heck of a good passer too.
Yeah, he, Devin can do it all. Especially offensively. Sometimes on defense he gets a little bit lost, but he's only a freshman last year, and obviously look for that to improve. But he's got a quick release. He can get his threes off, quick. And he's pretty good going to the basket, and like Nick said, he's not afraid to give it up if he's, drawing a couple extra guys on him. So, hopefully he can be a creator for them this year and help that offense.
So how do you see the guards working out? Will Brett Anderson run the point?
Yeah, that's right now Brett's starting at the point. Liam will be two. Devin will be the three. We experimented a little bit over the summer with Devin at four, and and a little bit smaller team, mm-hmm. but we get beat up on the boards pretty good with that group. So that's why I'm going with been looking at two bigs in the lineup, 4 and 5, Devin at the 3. And Jake Jones, we didn't talk about him. He's another sophomore who's up, and he's played real well in the scrimmages. And he's backed up Brett at the point.
So will he be backing up point then?
Yeah, he'll likely back up point, and he back up 1, 2, or 3, Jake. And he's done well for, again, sophomore coming up. So there's, as Matt said, we have 5 sophomores up. So and we have a pretty solid JV team.
I've heard tons of good things about the JV team.
JV teams, they look pretty good. They look pretty good at this point. So we got, again, by our time, if we do our job as coaches and develop what we've got coming, we could be pretty solid here again.
Well, Virk, we haven't got our preseason teams, players, first, second, third team yet. We'll do that maybe next week when Zach's in. We do have our first power rankings. But one thing we like to do in the first few episodes is kind of preview the leagues with one of the coaches from each league. So we have Nick here tonight. What's your initial impressions on the Finger Lakes East this year?
Mine? Like I said earlier, I think it's kind of wide open. I was kind of favoring Newark coming into the year, but with the loss of Ron-Derek Morris, I think it drops them a little bit. They got, Collins was probably the best guard in the league, I would assume. I like the way he just seems always under control. He does a great job of running that team. So, obviously, I think he's going to step up his scoring a little bit. But, Penny Inn's been kind of building towards this year. They've had some good JV teams last few years, and they competed pretty well last year. Palmac returned some kids, but there's no clear-cut favorite or top two. Last year, Newark and Geneva were a little bit better than everybody else, I thought.
And but, Geneva won the league, won a sectional title, and then lost their top 7 guys. You mentioned Junior Sims. He was on that team. Now he's at FLCC. Terrell Johnson is gone. They lost 7 guys. Waterloo Virk is a team I've heard a lot about this summer. Ben Deming's a name I heard. They've got a lot of guys that have played on varsity since their freshman year now that are juniors.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at them on paper, Ben Deming, probably the best big guy in the league. He's got size. He handles ball pretty well. He can do a lot of different things. And they got some guys around him who've been playing varsity for a while who, playing in the Finger Lakes East isn't going to be a big surprise to them at the level of competition. The league's down a little bit this year, so these guys have been, kind of getting their butts kicked for a little while, and mm-hmm. I think they're probably ready to win some games this year, and, I'm sure Coach Panic is looking forward to this year.
And then we got Wayne, does Wayne have anybody back, Nick?
I think they have one guard back. They lost quite a bit, too.
Lamora?
No, he's gone. He's gone too. I apologize. I don't remember the.
Well, it's
the
tough because
name.
We can't get the rosters online yet, which is a little frustrating.
I don't remember his name, but the Lamora or whatever his kid that he's gone. So, but he lost quite a bit too, Bill did.
So heading into the season, who are some of the teams and players that are coming back that you're most concerned about? Some of the better players in the league in the East.
Well, I'm going to piggyback on Virk. Yep. Newark. They still have some talent coming back, and the Collins kid, he's, on paper, he would be, to me, probably the best player coming back potentially in the league right now. He looks pretty solid. He's a good player, and Newark, Bob does a nice job there. So they get after you pretty good. So, I mean, they're on my radar. They're right there. I think Penn Yan they've got a lot back. I think they lost one or two of their players. The second player they lost, it was hurt most of the year. He didn't play a lot of the shooter there. So I think they have quite a bit back. I think people, they haven't been talked about much for a while. I think they're going to be in the mix. And I think Waterloo is going to be pretty good this year. Jeff's chomping at the bit to get back at a lot of people in the East here. So he'll be there. Palmac, too, could be surprising. They were young last year.
Yep.
Not very much height, but a lot of quick players, a lot of good shooters, as we found out last year we went to their place. So the kids can put it in the basket. That's what I'm seeing. Those four, to me, kind of stand out at the top. Suman, again, Geneva. I know he lost top 7, but they have a good talent pool that they usually can draw upon, and Brian's a great coach, so I'm sure they'll compete.
I talked to Coach Miller on the phone maybe a week or two ago and said, oh, it's going to be tough. You lost a lot of players. He said, well, we have a lot of good athletes coming back, but he's thinking he's going to change his style of play a little bit. You know, if he's no longer, does he have the Sweeneys and Donahues and Junior Sims who have. So he's going. I assume that means he's going to open it up a little bit more, maybe go a little deeper, and run and press. But I guess time will tell there. But like you say, guys, this is kind of wide open. It's exciting. The early games to get the first look at these guys. We're going to get a look at you at NYCC along with South Seneca and Lions. And then as far as East teams go, the following Saturday we'll be in Victor for a triple header, Geneva against Wilson, Newark against Livonia, and Victor against Palmac. So there's three Finger Lakes East teams that we just talked about that we'll get a look at. So in the first 2 weeks of the season here, we're going to get four looks on Finger Lakes One of four teams from the East.
Excited about the game at the college. In October, and I'm not sure exactly how it transpired, but they approved a 19th game.
Right.
And what I did, I kind of just grabbed some teams and said, hey, if everybody's interested, everybody's going to want to have a home game.
Sure.
You only got one game because we had 18. So I was like, let's go to a neutral site. We had six teams at one point we thought we were going to play, but two did not get approved for the 19th by their school district.
So, yeah, hopefully that event will kind of grow. And this is going to open up for you guys 1 week before everybody else. There's a few teams that aren't even playing until like December 8th or 9th.
Yeah, the regular season starts on December 9th. It was mm-hmm. Tuesday the 9th, and that would have been our first game because our non-leagues, I fit in our off dates throughout the season, and it would have been 5 weeks, I think, practicing to start it.
I think on that 9th you're going to Geneva. It's a Monday night, right?
Actually, we're going on the 8th. The 9th that was regularly scheduled, they had a conflict at the school on the 9th, so we pushed it back to the 8th.
Kind of weird, a Monday night game to kind of open up league play.
Monday night to kick it off, and then Friday we have the Waterloo girls-boys doubleheader.
Yeah, I like the playing the first weekend after Thanksgiving. Growing up, we always play in the Waterloo tip-off tournament every year for as long as I can remember. I know for the 3 years I played varsity basketball, we played Waterloo tip-off Friday, Saturday. And
a lot of people home. From
It was always a great venue. My junior and senior Marshall and Bishop Kearney played along with Waterloo.
Wow.
It wasn't set up as a tournament though. We just Waterloo and us would play the other two schools coming down. My sophomore year, we actually played Waterloo had a good team, so of course that year was set up as a tournament. We played Waterloo and they beat us. But the other 2 years, it was just set up as a set games against. We each play Marshall and Bishop Kearney.
Well, look, guys, we're gonna step aside for 30 seconds, or actually about 60 seconds, hear from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll preview those games at NYCC, and then we'll give you our first power rankings of the year. Be right back.
Guidance and partnership through every step of the journey. Welcome to Generations Bank.
Good luck to all of our student athletes this high school sports season.
And welcome back to the Upstate Hoops Podcast on FingerLakes1.tv and YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to our feed on YouTube. You can just click the red button right there if you're watching us on YouTube. We're on iTunes. You can subscribe to us there for the audio version, Stitcher.com. And we're live every Sunday night at 9 o'clock, moving from Thursday nights this year. Because, hey, Verk, who doesn't want to leave their home on Sunday night at 9 and come into the studio first?
That's right. The worst part about it is missing Homeland, you know. I got to go home and watch it after the
No, you DVR it, right?
Yeah, I know.
6 days from now, NYCC Tip-Off Classic, two games, first of which being Lions and Southern Cayuga, the second, Minders against South Seneca. Let's talk a little bit about that Southern Cayuga game. Southern Cayuga's got a good big kid, I hear. We don't know much about them. They're out of the IAC. And they played for a sectional title last year after finishing the regular season 8-9. They went on a postseason run. Can't remember the team they lost to, but it should be a good test for Lions. What you've heard anything about Southern Cayuga?
We actually play them in the summer league. We play over at Auburn at the community college, and Southern Cougar plays there. And they had a solid big guy. And I'm not sure, he's maybe 6'6", 6'7", but he could take you out to the three-point line, yeah, shoot the three, and he was very nimble inside. He was a good player. So they weren't bad. They weren't bad. I didn't realize they played for a sectional title last year.
After an 8-9 season, so it was one of those things where they caught a little fire at the end. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they're a D school, I think you said.
They're D school.
So, you know, maybe they play in a bigger league and kind of got beat up and got back playing some smaller schools and did well.
Yeah, the IAC kind of does it weird. They have IAC Big School, IAC East Big, IAC West Small, and there's like four divisions within it. Pretty interesting. You know, Ithaca, Watkins Glen, Montour Falls, and then going even south, I think, I don't know if it's Corning, but a few Southern Tier teams are in there too. But now Lions is a team that you know pretty intimately. You played them twice last year. You scrimmaged them this year. Mm-hmm. With Zach Young's big friend of the show here, Damon Hunter, senior point guard, one of the best players in the league. They got a couple guys back who were hurt last year in the Farrah kid. Mm-hmm. And Josh Desain, I think, is coming back for them. The big teddy bear, Austin Pia, is back. And I even heard that they had another big kid transfer in.
Yeah, they have a, again, not good with names, but yep. I know the kid from Newark, 6'7". He was a big boy, and he stepped out, hit some, he didn't hit threes, but he had a nice little touch on a jumper when we scrimmaged him last week. He helps. You get a big guy in the middle that can defend. It was helpful because he has speed and quickness outside at the guards. And what was the, I can't remember his name.
Austin Pia. Yeah.
He killed us last year up at Miners. He's a guy.
Oh yeah, that's when I called
three four jumpers on us and got us. But he wasn't able to scrimmage when we played. I think he had a little minor injury, yeah, but he'll be back. But Zach's got a nice team there. He'll kill me probably if I say too much, but they're going to be tough. They're going to be tough to beat.
Virk, what do you think of Lions heading into the year? Maybe the favorites in Wayne County?
Yeah, you know, they lost some good players as well, but I think they bring, just in Damon Hunter alone, you know, he's a kid who's been around. He's a MVP of sectionals as a sophomore.
They lose DJ Long from last year's team, which is a pretty big loss.
Yeah, but, you know, they still bring a lot back, and probably maybe the best player in all three leagues, and Damon Hunter, a kid who, you know, can get to the hole. He can shoot the three. He goes off the dribble. You know, he does a little bit of everything for Zach, and it's always nice to have a returning guy like that who's, all-league caliber, possibly player of the year in the league. You know, Jacob Sloab, obviously, from Red Creek's going to have something to say, I'm sure, in there. But, Zach does a good job every year, and Lions always seems to put five kids out there who can play, you know, year after year after year. Great tradition there. So, you know, I look for them to win on Saturday and do well in the league this year.
And then that game would be at 5:30, and then we come back with South Seneca against Minders. Battle of the, it's like, we'll call it the Civil War, the North versus the South of Seneca County. Lincoln Lowe, one of South Seneca's best players, won't be playing in the game. I don't know if you knew about that, but he's going to be sitting out the first game of the season, which will be that opener. Okay. I might hope Coach Dan Lent might be upset that I may be kicking Nicola. But what do you know about South Seneca, the Falcons?
To be honest with you, not a lot. First game of the year, like you say, you don't know what's coming back. The one thing I do know is Dan's a very good coach. He's been coaching a long time, and you know you're going to get a gritty team that's going to play solid defense, and they're going to get after it. So,
yeah, you know, last year they broke away from Romulus last year after kind of the disaster when they combined and didn't win a game, you know, with the two schools combined, and they won some games last year. Yeah. You know, I think they ended up 5, 6, 7 wins. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I agree with what Nick said. You know, Coach Lent's been doing it for a long time, and if nothing else, those kids are going to come and play hard. Might not be the most talented group of kids coming in, but, you know, they're going to guard you. They're going to box out. They're going to rebound. So, you know, it should be an interesting game.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out there and see some basketball and take a look at some of these teams. And that NYC game is going to be a great venue. It's appointment viewing, guys. So if you know we're doing this at 5:30, hop on your computer, load the Finger Lakes One app on your smartphone. You got your smart TV or a Chromecast, you know, go ahead and stream it that way. If you have subscribed to FingerLakes1.com on YouTube, and you turn on your smart TV and load the YouTube app, then we'll be right there for you. Click on it, you're watching it live on your TV, and this will be the first ever FL1 sports broadcast in 720 HD. So it will look really good on your TV. So look, guys, you know, look, every time there's a Syracuse game or a big college basketball game, man, it's appointment viewing. I know where I'm going to be at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night or whenever it is. It doesn't have to be any different for this. Saturday at 5:30, get yourself in front of a TV, get yourself in front of the tablet or the computer, or if you're on the road on your smartphone, and watch a couple of great college or high school basketball games, and then do the same thing next Saturday at where we got a triple header. 3 o'clock, you got the Geneva game, 5 o'clock, Newark, and then the nightcap at 7 with Palmac and Victor, the triple header from Victor. So, we got some great games on tap.
Does that work early on my rotary phone at home? Or?
I don't think so. Don't kid anybody, Nick. I know you got some technology in your house. I know you probably got a nice flat screen there that might have some internet connectivity to it.
The kids force me. Yeah.
So, well, Virk, before we head out of here for the first installment of the season, let's give our initial power rankings. Now, of course, Wayne, Finger Lakes, East, West, in Wayne County, different leagues, different classifications of teams. What we like to do is take the teams that we cover as a whole in the Wayne Finger Lakes and do an AP poll type of ranking. We usually do top five. We might extend it to 10 as the season goes on and we learn a little bit more about some of these teams, but and it's always tough doing it when we got a coach in studio because
I got Miners number one. I don't know.
Well, Virk is a strong Miners guy in the rankings, and it's played out well for you over the years. But I'll give mine first, Virk. How's that?
Okay.
And it's and I've gone back and forth on this thing, and I've gone back and forth again, and I'm starting out with Miners at five. And I think Miners could be better or worse than that. It's tough to tell. You got, a lot's going to be on Devin and Liam's shoulders and a lot of new faces. But I think there's enough talent there that we're going to they're a reasonable choice for Finger Lakes to compete in the Finger Lakes East this year. So I come in with Miners at five. Then at four, I got Waterloo. And again, a lot of this goes on stuff I keep hearing. Boy, Ben Deming's really playing good this summer in Summer League, and this guy's doing good, and that guy's doing good. And we saw some flashes last year with him, and now these kids are upperclassmen, and Jeff Panik's been working with them for 3 years now. And so I'm going to slide Minders or Waterloo in there just ahead of Minders, but that'll be decided on the court because we got a couple boys-girls doubleheaders with Miners-Waterloo on the schedule this year, and that's always fun. So Waterloo 4. I got Penyan at 3. Again, they seem to be a team that's been together for a long time, and this is the year where some of their top players are seniors. They got a kid back from injury. And, again, most of this is just talking to other coaches and stuff. What do you think? Who do you like in the East? A lot of them say Penyan. So the Mustangs. Number two, I got Lions. I love Damon Hunter. If he can stay on the court, last year he was hurt at the end of the first sectionals. He missed the end. And remember, Virk, they almost beat Clyde in Waterloo without Hunter. Yep. Well, granted, Clyde was without DeSanto.
Right.
But I like Lions. Like I mentioned, Farah, Desane, PA, and Hunter. So let's hopefully, Damon Hunter, if you're watching this, keep it focused on basketball and for your senior season. This is it, you know. So I like Lions a lot. Number one, I got Newark. I really, really like Tyler Collins, Virk. And Bob Haverill has got a lot of talent on that team despite the losses of Micah Wright and Ron Derek Morris. But there's something to be said about a kid like Tyler Collins, who I believe is a four-year starter at point guard for them. And they're a little bit bigger. They're playing in B1, I think. So I'm going to have them at number one for my preseason power rankings. How about you, Virk?
All right. Again, this is probably the hardest one I've ever had to put together. Right. It's not, last year you knew coming in, Newark, Geneva Miners, that they were all going to be pretty good. Lions, Clyde.
Yeah, we knew Clyde.
This year, I didn't put Miners in my top five. I didn't want to put that kind of pressure on Nick. You know, I got to see him at work and stuff. He signs my paycheck. So I got Paul Mack at five, just based on they got some guys coming back. I don't know a whole lot about them. They always competed last year. They had a nice team. Waterloo at four. You know, kind of going with what you said. You know, they got the Demington inside. They've got guys who've been around for a while. You know, maybe this is the year that they get up in that top three or four in the league. Penny Ann again at three. Just been hearing good things about them. I got Newark at two. Again with the loss of Ron Derek Morris, I think that drops them down a little bit. And I got Lions at number one right now.
Wow, not often in our power rankings that you get a Wayne County team at one, Burke. So.
Well, you know, Zach moved from Waterloo to Seneca Falls, so that gives him a little bit more credit
was
there.
That
so
put him over the top.
That's right.
Well, we're going to find out right away. Like I said, the week ahead, we got the NYCC doubleheader on Saturday, the 29th of November, 5:30, 7:30 starts for the two games on FingerLakes1.tv. No other games this week in the Wayne Finger Lakes, but next week we'll be back with Zach Young in studio to help us preview the Wayne County League, and we'll talk all about these games in NYCC. So, you know, season's about to get underway, and good luck, Nick, with your season, and we really appreciate you taking the time to come in tonight.
Again, love coming in. I appreciate you guys having me. It's always fun to talk hoops with you guys, and I know we had a little SU hoops going on off camera.
Yeah.
But, you know, we haven't got to that yet, but again, thanks for having me, and excited about the year.
All right, Virk. You're not calling the opener. You were originally slated, but hey, Mike Alessio is stepping into the booth.
Okay. Mike now.
Yep, we got a three-man booth of Harold Weber, Kevin Korzeneski, and Mike Alessio for that opener at NYCC. So not only are you going to watch some good basketball, but you're going to hear some good talk. And I'm really excited about seeing how Mike, what Mike can add to our team. So.
They might lose. They might get lost in the triathlon subject and forget about basketball.
I'll have to remind them that this is basketball, not running, swimming, and biking. Well, hey, guys, thanks for joining us for the Upstate Hoops podcast on FingerLakes1.tv. Be sure to subscribe on YouTube, iTunes, or Stitcher.com. We'll be back live next Sunday night at 9. Until then, have a great week. One time.